Hello again. We come to worship our lovely Lord. Just a notice first. Sunday, as you know, is Mothering Sunday. And by now, you will have received for the ladies plants which were being delivered on Saturday. We can't hand them out to you personally, but we will leave them at the door, knock on the door, and disappear. Have a good weekend, all of you, and let's be honest, things are looking much better, and I don't think it'll be too long before we worship together. Our first hymn, Jesus, Stand Among Us.
Jesus, stand among us at the meeting of our lives. Be our sweet agreement at the meeting of our eyes. Oh, Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. Join our hearts in unity and take away our fear. So to you we're gathering out of each and every land. Christ, the love between us at the joining of our hands. Oh, Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. Join our hearts in unity and take away.
Let us come to praise the Lord in prayer. Lord our God, you truly are the one and only living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. How we thank you for your gifts to us. First of all, we want to thank you for the creation of the world, for you made a wonderful world. We thank you for life. We thank you for human life, but most of all, we thank you for new life through Jesus and the sacrifice that he made for us on the cross. You are indeed a loving God, a powerful God, a merciful God, a guiding God. You are a wise God, and you are a great and loving friend. Lord, we do not deserve your love and we cannot earn it, but you still love us, and we thank you. And we want to live lives, Lord, that praise you in all that we do. And as we serve you, Lord, we want to serve you in the way that you want, not just in the way we want. So help us, Lord, that we might truly be servants, working, loving, and working and walking alongside you at all times. So, Lord, receive our thanks, for you are indeed our wonderful support. Amen. And now we're going to sing the hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts.
Today is from John chapter 4, commencing at verse 3. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? for Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Sir, the woman said, You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds? Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. He told her, Go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I could see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on the mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, What do you want, or why are you talking with her? Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Verse 39. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers.
I'll now lead us in a prayer together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can bring our concerns to you in the name of Jesus. On this Mothering Sunday, we rejoice together with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Thank you for all those who care for us, birth mothers and fathers, adoptive and foster parents, other family members and paid carers who work in hospitals, care homes, people's own homes. Many of us are cared for by husbands and wives, children and grandchildren. We thank you for their care for us, and that is a reflection of your own heart, your wish to meet our needs. And we pray that in turn, you will meet all their needs today. Lord, for those of us whose family relationships are uncomfortable or chaotic, for those who are grieving the loss of loved ones, we ask that you would bring peace and comfort to their sadness and loneliness. For those for whom relationships feel dangerous and threatening, for anyone who feels bullied or unloved, we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would give your courage to speak out to someone to ask for help. for those with mental health problems and those who are in physical pain, in hospital or will be having medical treatment, we ask that you will give your peace and comfort. As your church, your people, help us to know how to be appropriately available to everyone who needs a word of comfort or practical help at this time. Lord, we pray this for everyone in our country, from the least and smallest to those in authority, in our NHS, government and royal family. Give them wisdom as they administer and lead the way in meeting the needs of all the people in this country, in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we also want to pray by name for Bruce B and Bruce P. Both are having hospital visits and procedures in the coming days and weeks, and we pray that you would be with them in the preparation for that. Give the doctors great wisdom in dealing with the various situations, and that you'd bring complete healing to them. Lord, we thank you that Terry and Paul are making progress, and we know that the healing doesn't just happen in hospital, but there's a long period of recovery afterwards, and we pray that you'd be with them too. Help them to know your presence and bring complete healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
What I think is an appropriate hymn for today, Mothering Sunday, we now have When Mothers of Salem. Today is the Samaritan woman. Number one, the special journey, including the meeting of Jesus with a Samaritan woman. Jesus decided to leave Judea and go back to Galilee. To do this, he had to go through Samaria. And there he came through a town called Sychar. And there was Jacob's well. By this time, Jesus was tired and he sat down by the well. Here we see the Spirit is at work. For surely it was God's will that Jesus should meet this particular woman. Because as he sits there, she came to draw water from the well. Jesus asks her for a drink, and she replied, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" The Jews do not associate with Samaritans, but surely we know that no social barrier is too extreme for the gospel message to fail. And here Jesus shows that each person is special, and no one is beyond a touch of grace. As Jesus talks with this woman, we learn principles of how to do personal evangelism. There are 7 points I want to share. Personal witness is essential. Jesus requires us to share our love, or his love, with individuals. Number two, deal with the needs and desires of the person. Think about them and what they might be going through. Three, direct the conversation to the person's basic spirituality. Find out where they are with beliefs. Number four, show the person their sin and in need of salvation. And do that, my friends, tenderly. Five, keep the conversation from straying from the real issue. Six, point them to Jesus and encourage them to accept him. And seven, the last one, lead them to tell others about God's love and his gift of salvation. Then we come to number two. We've looked at the journey, and now we look at the result of that journey. Jesus talked with the lady. She asked many questions, and she became sure that he was from God, and possibly the promised Messiah. Eventually, this lady does much more than accept Jesus. Being converted, she went to other Samaritans, telling them about the man she had met, and what came very clear was she had become a true believer. The woman shared with real enthusiasm all that she believed about Jesus, and the result was that many others came to believe in Jesus. And more than that, after hearing Jesus himself, many more too became believers. Jesus had been guided to go to this place and meet this lady. And we must believe that any person can receive Jesus. But first, we must repent and invite him to take over our lives and to be ready, like this Samaritan lady, to tell others about Jesus and the gift of salvation. If she could do it, there is no reason why we cannot tell people about our faith and about the love of God that is freely available to all. We must, my friends, not make excuses. But like this lady, we must be quick and faithful to our Lord by being his witnesses wherever we go and wherever we are. God bless you. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song that should remind us that we are here to serve our Lord. Brother, sister, let me serve you. We are now going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We're going to have communion together. Let us pray. When we think of the cross of Calvary, we realize how much Jesus suffered for us. And we know that when he met with the disciples, he took bread and wine and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." So now let us come. Let us take the bread. Let us take the wine. And let us remember. Let us truly remember what God has done for you and for me. Amen. So we know that Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks and he said, "Take, eat, for this is my body which is given for you. This," said Jesus, "do in remembrance of me." Then Jesus also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This," said Jesus, "do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We drink together. It is at times when we take bread and wine together, when we truly remember all that Jesus has achieved for us. It's at this kind of time that we probably remember even more than any other what Jesus did for us on the cross. And this is grace. This is amazing grace, because the forgiveness that we receive, the salvation from our sins, is a gift. We cannot earn it, we cannot buy it, but grace means unmerited favor, something we couldn't earn or deserve, but it is the free and wonderful gift of our God. And so we thank you, Lord. Amen. Now we're going to sing Love Divine, or Love's Excelling.
Down.
Let us pray together. Lord, how we thank you for your love. How we thank you for the peace that you give us. Peace that passes all understanding. But it's true. The peace we receive comes from you. And the love which is greater than any other love comes from you. So Lord, may we know your love and your peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Spirit, be with us and with all our family and friends, both now and evermore. Amen.